two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Imagine if Fleetwood Mac was performing and then they all had Led Zeppelin shirts on.
Yeah. Cool Tiger Belly shirt. Here, here, let me do it's still on the shirt. Get it off. Flick it off.
Don't get angry.
Flick it off.
You deserve it.
You deserve it. Flick it off. Flick it at me.
I don't want to touch it.
Come here. I'll get it off. Come here.
Yeah. Is that assault?
I'll do it. It is assault.
That's assault.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Rudy.
Hi.
Welcome back from Hawaii. Please don't wear your headphones. Please don't participate on the show. She's got socks on, no shoes. No, she got her slides on.
I love it because I watch court cases on YouTube. No, just like a snippets, like court cam. And I love it when they spit in the judge's face.
Oh yeah,
they go, and the judge always
fuck you
reaction. They always have that reaction, like they can't believe what it is.
Take him away.
Take him away. Yeah.
Lock him up.
6 months.
7 years.
That's a bold thing to spit in a judge's face.
Would you do that?
Black dude? Can't be black.
Why?
The judge?
You guys don't know how to spit?
We get like 100 years for just spitting gum at a judge.
All right.
You know, those guys.
Yeah. You're right. It's usually a white dude.
Yeah, it's always. Yeah.
Here you go.
What is this?
Let's see this guy spitting on the judge, man.
Yeah. Yeah, A&E, they do good ones. Yeah, that's it. This dude, I like this
Bass
dude.
Webb.
Bass
Webb, dude.
That's not a white guy. His name was Hunter Fisher. Hey, ma'am, I'm Hunter Fisher. Where it is?
There, do it again. Yeah, she couldn't believe it. She blinks.
Oof. Hell yeah.
The moment of...
Charge him.
Charge him.
Didn't hit her. By the way, how dramatic. Didn't hit her in the face. Hit her on the far right shoulder. Show it again.
She got a little residual.
Show it again. It missed her by a mile. Bass Webb.
She got the
I'm on Bass Webb's team here.
Oh, you are?
I'm team Bass Webb. Let's see the spit. Boom. Right shoulder.
Wait. Look, I just say, I'm on the judge's team. I'll tell you why, right? You have one opportunity to spit in the judge's face. You don't get the face.
Yeah, you hit the shoulder.
It's so embarrassing.
You know what?
If it was Asian, it would be right between the eyes. Yeah, like it's a fucking blowgun. You know, you see the ninja shit, right?
Yeah.
What would a black guy do? They put mucus in.
This is it.
Yeah.
You would have spit right in the middle of the guy.
Yeah.
By the way, God bless this old gong. It's been a long time since we've hit the gong. God bless this gong.
Yeah.
Bass Webb, shout out. Bass Webb, wherever you are, locked up, incarcerated.
Life in prison.
Is he in? You think he's in prison?
No, he is because of all the charges. I watch the court cam all the time.
Why are you watching so much court cam? Are you feeling like you might be charged for something?
No, I don't feel like I'm being charged, but it makes me feel better when I know I'm not incarcerated.
You wouldn't last it fucking an hour in prison.
Oh, I would.
No way.
One hour?
You'd last 1 hour, you'd be peeled to shreds. They'd peel your little tushy apart.
Oh, yeah.
See?
30 minutes. In 30 minutes, I would.
Rudy, how long would Tito Bobby last in prison?
I think he would get butt-fucked like 5 times.
Right away.
Yeah.
Right, like, hey, welcome to jail.
Yeah.
But voluntarily. Right?
As soon as I
walk in the cell, my asshole is, I'm bent over, and it's out and open. And then somebody's going to tattoo open for business. Right above the asshole, open for business.
24/7.
24/7. They bring my meals. I'm bent over the whole time. They just bring my meals and in front of me. I eat like this. I shit like this, but they just butt fuck me between fucking shits. But guess what, dude?
You can hear the hum
my
of
my face. No bruise on it at all.
Nobody's punching you.
No one's punching me, dude. My ribs aren't broken, right?
And what if night, you get like
I read? I can read.
What if he's in the S&M and he just be like, fucking.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Because he just like beating and choking you.
Was that a way to get some COVID cough out?
How many times have you had COVID now?
Did you test negative before you came back into the studio?
I didn't even test, dog.
What are we doing?
So this is what happened.
No, bro. So calm down. You'll state your case.
Why won't?
But my question is this. All right.
God. It's so...
If you're still infected and you just stroll on into this place and not tell anybody, why?
You have COVID right now, dog?
No, I don't have it no more.
But you had it when?
I got it last week. The week be like back in back last Saturday.
So you have an internal test.
They said after 5 days, you're good.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You got it set. So Saturday that just happened 2 days ago. No.
Not this Saturday. Yeah, the Saturday before.
I guess that 10 days is good. Mm-hmm. 10 days is good. Is it good?
I don't know.
At this point,
I mean, it's too late now. I guess we got it.
I guess we got it again.
But I ain't got no cough or nothing. I ain't even have a cough. I had like,
oh really?
Yeah, just like a head.
Dude, we hear it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You don't sound healthy.
I don't.
No.
You kind of sound like.
How many
like
times
a...
have you had it now?
Four. Three or four.
Come on. Are you trying to beat the record?
No, I mean everybody. When you work in a grocery store, everybody gets it. It's like.
That's good to know where our food is. Yeah. Everyone handling your food. Hey, they got it.
You don't wear the mask at the grocery store?
Yeah.
So how'd you get it?
You still get it, though.
How did you think you got it, then?
I got it from...
He's so scared.
I know.
I think I got it from... you know what? I think I was eating at Whole Foods, but I forgot to wash my hands. And I said to myself, I'm going to get sick. And I got sick.
Time out.
Yeah. Stop.
What do you mean you were eating and you didn't watch? You were eating with your hands? Were you eating like a fucking Ethiopian meal?
No. So I took a break, a 15-minute break.
Yeah.
And normally I go and wash my hands and then go get me something to eat. But I forgot. So I went, grabbed the boxes and touched all the stuff. And before I know it,
that
like,
doesn't check out.
Yeah.
Something's missing.
Nothing's missing.
What's missing? It's simple as that. Fucking just fucked up.
Are you back to prostitutes again? And you don't yeah. That's how you got yeah, it. You fucking liar. It's not from eating a 15-minute lunch break.
Let me ask you this though: could you have gotten it outside of work?
Could have.
Yeah. Because you don't wear a mask. You're not vaxxed.
Not vaxxed.
Yeah. You're not boosted. Nothing.
But don't forget now, everybody primarily that works for Amazon is vaxxed. But I'm just one of the few that's not. Because Amazon actually paid for people, so people.
Do they know that boosted. You didn't get it?
Yeah, they know. Because they got a little thing I can show you later, but it's like you can give them an update and they'll put it on your badge that this person is vaccinated. You
right.
So most people are vaccinated. So all the people that's been getting sick is people that's vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
And me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you more.
I don't know.
You've gotten it four times.
Yeah, probably.
No, literally.
You like it? Does it feel good?
No, I don't feel that bad. It feels like I'm so used to being sick though. Like, that's a running joke with me and Hart from the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
The bartender, he's like, God damn, you always get sick. Because even when I called him when I first got COVID, he's like, you sure? Because you always fucking sick. I said, yeah, that's true, but I've got COVID. And he's like, all right, well, I don't know if I should believe you. So it's like one of them things. Where
I don't know anyone that's gotten sick more than twice.
I've only had once. How many times have you had it?
Once, but you're the only guy I know that's gotten it more than twice.
Three times.
No, I got it in 2020. I got it in 2021.
Oh, you're trying to do it every year. That's good.
No.
Oh, I get it. I like it. That's good. So 2024, you're going to get it too?
No, 20.
Hey, man, when Trump got elected, I'm getting it again and again and again.
Yeah. Here's the thing. For 2021, I didn't have a cold or get COVID the whole year, all the way to January.
You're probably upset.
I thought I was invincible. Yeah, I thought I was invincible. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm fucking out of here.
Wait, you had it twice and you thought you were invincible?
No, I had it once. Oh, so once. I got it once in 2020, right?
Yeah.
Then all through last year, I didn't get anything. Mm-hmm. And then I got sick this February. So actually, I got it three times. So then I just got it this time. That's y'all made that up, the fucking extra. Yeah, y'all ain't shit, man.
Doc.
What?
I think he had it four times.
I had it three times.
You've had it twice on this show.
Exactly. So this is my third time.
Four.
He started, the math ain't adding up. He just ain't getting it, is he?
All right, raise your hand if you vote. Has he had it four times? Raise your hand.
Oh, that's what it's going right
yeah,
now.
I think
okay.
The eyes have it.
Yeah. I recall you've had it four times, but
I feel like for sure.
Yeah, for sure you've had four.
No. The amount of times Andres is like, Ducky's sick with COVID. I mean, I feel like I hear that. That's echoes in my mind.
Six times you said that.
Yeah. No, y'all only heard it twice.
All right.
Rudy Jules, tell us about Hawaii. Go ahead and give us what happened in Hawaii.
I drank some beer, but I didn't go to a strip club.
Okay.
Well, what night did you drink beer?
Saturday.
With who?
Atika Laila, Atika Winda, all of them. And then I caught four fishes.
Four fish.
But I didn't get to eat them because I was tired of cooking. And I just slept.
Man, you're a party animal.
What an animal.
You're a party animal, bud. Did you meet up with any boys out there?
There was this one guy, but then...
Get dick?
No. Because he was sending too much dick pics.
Oh, my God. Can we see them?
No.
Why?
Yeah, why?
No, because on Instagram, you can, like, have an option to, like, just put it 5 seconds, and then it's gone.
Tell them to send one right now.
No.
Why?
No.
We could show it on the show. How funny would that be if we put up dick pics? A show. But wait a minute. How many dick did you ask for dick pics?
No, he just sends them every morning.
Okay, time out.
Rise
Here's
sand.
A rule. Here's a rule of thumb to every man listening, every man out there. Do not ever send a fucking dick pic unless it is requested or talked. No girl wants to see your fucking dick unless they've asked to see your dick. It's the weirdest thing to be like, morning.
No one's ever asked to see my dick. Ever.
That's not true. I've asked to see your dick.
No, I mean, a woman. I sent a dick.
Oh,
no
sorry.
No one's ever asked me to send a fucking dick pic.
Well, yeah, because they know. Cause they already know what it looks like.
Why?
Because you look like your dick. Your dick looks like you.
Oh. Have you ever been asked for your dick pic?
Yeah, but only by women. I'm like only by girls I've ever dated, not by like.
But even the girls I've dated never asked, send me your dick.
I know because you don't have a cool dick, bud.
Have you ever been requested for your dick?
I don't send no dick pics.
He doesn't have a camera phone. He's a flip phone.
That's right. You play Snake on your phone.
I wouldn't send no dick pic anyway. It's like fucking.
No, you know what though? But honestly. This idea that a guy's going to send a rogue dick pic is crazy to me. Have you ever sent a rogue dick pic?
No.
Do you respond? Do you say no?
At first, I was like, I don't need it.
That's a funny response.
But then he kept sending it every morning, and so I just don't talk to him anymore. But he was
this
cute.
This guy sucks.
He sucks. This is guy, it nice?
Yeah.
Wow. That's well. Okay, that's keep sending well, it, I guess. Thing. Yeah.
But that's what all the young kids do. All the young kids, they just send dick pics like fucking viruses, bro.
They just they're throwing
they're
it out.
They're throwing their dicks out there. That's
so people are getting them 3-4 times like
I'm trying
Rona.
To tell you, this shit is real.
Andrew.
Is it hard every time?
Yeah.
See, I send limp dick pics. When I put it out to the world, I want it soft. I say, work on this. That's what I send in the dick pic. Work on it. I want it real soft. Sometimes I'll pull it hard, tuck it in my asshole so the balls are poking out to the side. The googly eyes. You never done that? Man, I got Doc good, man. That feels good.
But imagine, honestly, think about this.
Yeah.
If Doc sent you a dick pic, how hard would you laugh?
I quit the show.
I would go into convulsions. I would get car accident. I'd be laughing so hard.
Now, what's up, Tino?
Yeah.
Get it in, Tino.
Yeah. Was he white?
No.
What is he?
He's Filipino.
She doesn't like white. You know that.
Well.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't like whites.
Yeah, well.
I don't like whites.
Let's be honest here.
I don't like whites.
But have you point white?
Maybe.
Yeah. More than any other race?
No.
Let's get one clean take of you looking in that camera and saying, I don't like whites. Go ahead.
I don't like whites.
Great.
Great.
We just need to log some of this stuff in for the future.
Liar.
You already hooked up with a white.
Three.
Yeah, because I want...
Three whites.
Two.
Three.
Two.
All right, but it's three, but we'll go two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So other than that, Hawaii was okay. Other than the unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah, it was fine.
I'm going to Hawaii in 2 weeks. I'm so excited, and I hope I get some dick pics to all my little Hawaiian boys out there. I hope I get a good old fat dick pic from the Big Island.
What about butthole pics? Do people get that?
If you have a good butthole, do you have a nice butthole?
I think my butthole is pristine.
Would you send it out?
Yeah.
You would?
But I don't think that's a thing, so I don't want to be the first dude to do it.
You and I should do an OnlyFans where it's just only our butthole.
Butthole pics.
I would be down to do that.
Right. I'd even stick like fun things in it, just for fun. Not big things, but little fun things.
Like what?
Matchbox.
Matchbox cars?
A car.
Baby carrots?
Like coming out. I know what. A matchbox car, the Batmobile, and sticking out of my butthole like it's the Bat Cave. Yeah.
That's cool.
Da-na-da-na. And just, you know what I mean? Make a little...
That's James Bond.
Yeah, what do you think? Is that James Bond?
Yeah, that's the fucking music. That
made you angry?
Yeah.
Because I used the wrong fucking sound?
Don't fuck up a butthole exit with James Bond music.
Yeah.
What's the Batman music? Do you know?
Wait, the original Batman. I'm gonna try to figure it out.
Shh, don't let me try. Don't.
Batman. What?
You're so close.
Yeah. Batman.
So close. Yeah. It's so weird how far you are, but so close.
That was the Asian version.
Batman. I don't know. I don't know.
You're not in karaoke, Bobby.
Yeah. Well, you do it. You do the Batman.
Batman.
That's it. You're both kind of off.
It's, yeah, what's it? What is it?
Batman.
I was pretty close.
Close.
Batman.
Well, you just copied what I just did.
Yeah. I know Spider-Man. 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 Swing the web in the night. Got you right. Uh-oh. Shrink here the, comes the spider guy.
Did you say shrink the web in the night?
Yeah.
Shrink the web in the night. Here comes the Spider-Man. It's can you all
do,
right.
Can you do any of the Star Wars theme songs?
What a great song. The Imperial March.
Incredible.
Do you not know what that is?
I know that song from Star Wars.
You've never seen any of them.
I saw one.
Which one?
The one that you made me... I forgot what... Part four?
Part four. What was it? What happened in it?
Princess... Layla?
Yeah, Layla.
Yeah, Layla. Yeah, that's good. I can't believe you got that, Layla.
I think she died.
Princess Layla.
She dies?
Princess Layla dies?
I think.
You think? How?
And then, like, the planet exploded. Mm-hmm. No, she saw the planet exploded. I think that's her home. I think. Mm. Yeah.
We got to pick this episode up a little bit. It's really falling down the hill. Doc, do you have any crazy conspiracy theories about space that we haven't talked about?
Well, yeah. Now that you mentioned what is this? It, hell yeah. So this is what we got here.
Oh, that's where
this
I go.
What
Tucker,
I like to call.
Is that Tucker Carlson?
Yeah. Wait, what was this? A Tucker Carlson article?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fox
okay.
News. This is what I call, whose fucking UFOs are they? Because you said UFO? You didn't believe extraterrestrials coming here.
Time out. First of all, don't fucking gaslight me about extraterrestrials. I believe in them. I believe they've come here. I don't believe they've stuck around.
No, you don't.
Believe. I don't believe they're still here.
But I do believe I get all my news source from Tucker Carlson. All right, so that's where we're on the same page here.
Oh
baby.
Yeah, that feels good,
dude.
Yeah.
I can even.
Do you
hear...
like him?
Nah, I just like the fact Lie. That he's trying to cover this.
Oh, he's trying. Yeah.
You know he likes this.
Yeah. Well, let's hear what they got to say.
Let's see what Tucker Carlson, the truth teller, has to say.
What's up with Jews right away?
Tom Rogan came out with a theory as to why they've been lying, and it's worth hearing. Tom Rogan joins us tonight. Tom, thanks so much for coming up.
Thanks,
so one of the things you hear is, well, maybe these objects are Russian or Chinese, but your piece points out Russia and China have literally lost aircraft chasing these things. So they're not Russian or Chinese.
So we have a declassified British government document, which is a research document into UFOs that points out a couple
Pause
of times,
it.
Actually, that about four Soviet...
Okay. Already going to discredit this.
Wait.
British guy? I don't believe British people. These are the fucking... What the fuck? These guys are ultimate liars. We didn't do anything wrong
they
historically.
They invented lying. They invented it.
They invented lying and slavery, by the way. Yeah, so okay. They're the originals.
Okay.
So,
but let me say, I know what y'all thinking of.
What?
Doc, do you have the doc?
Doc, do you have the doc?
Hey, pull it up on the goddamn screen right quick. I'm talking about. Yeah, that's not it. Yeah.
He's got it.
Now, page 9.
Yeah.
Tino, go on ahead and read it for the paper.
Is this it? Right, wait,
where
are
we going? That's the declassified doc from the British. So that's National Archives of the UK.
What does the X's mean?
Yeah, that means the stuff they couldn't leave.
X's, they had to have redacted.
Yeah.
So that was declassified in 2000. So any of this other shit y'all hearing about the Navy talking about 2004, this shit been popping off. So okay. Go all the way down. Okay. Now, the page number 9.
Okay. Those are street lights. You know what those X's?
Read it right there at the top.
Oh, hold on. Doc, real quick. Look at me, right? Uh-huh. Those X's, you know what that says?
What?
This whole document is bullshit, right? My name is Leroy. I'm 8. I'm writing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck the X's mean.
Hey, man, it's in the National Archives of the UK.
All right, so let me see the top.
I did my homework. That's all I want to tell you. I'm out there.
Can I say this?
Oh, my God.
The word UFO, what does it stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
That's right. It can be anything. You understand that, right? It can be of this earth.
It could be.
Unidentified flying object means it could be
a kite.
Right.
Correct.
Right now.
Yeah.
It could
be. Or a feather.
Or a feather.
Right now, we have the information, even China, saying they're using artificial intelligence in this article here. Mm-hmm. Right now, today, and they said that the UFOs are increasing in their airspace. So.
How come they're not coming over here as much?
They are.
Last night, you know, was the blood moon. Do you know this?
Yeah, I saw it.
And it was beautiful, the lunar eclipse. This is the most clear they said it's ever been in a decade, right? This blood moon. Did you look at the blood moon? Of course you didn't, you no. lazy fucking. And it was, honestly, it did give me glimpses of, oh, this is, we are, you forget, we are on space rock. It is creepy to see other space rocks move around. Mm. You're so used to seeing the moon, you're like, that is kind of fucking crazy to know that that's still happening. That lunar eclipses stuff, it is, it gives me a little, I don't know. And I will say, Doc, you know about the caves on Mars. Do you know?
Yeah.
Google caves on Mars. Do you, this just resurfaced. There's a bunch of these holes on Mars now that have just resurfaced. Look at this. Tell me this doesn't look like a fucking, well, there's a picture down that looks like a door. It looks like a doorway.
Okay, where?
Do doorway on Mars. I can't. No, honestly, dude, look at that. Look at that fucking photo right there. The first biggest one you've seen.
Which one? I can't even.
Fuck. Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that not a fucking door? That's definitely been carved.
Man, yeah. Have you seen the documentary Moonfall?
Moonfall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a set of Moonfall.
This is on the set of Moonfall. BetterHelp. Hey, life can be overwhelming, Bob.
I know.
Many of us are burned out without even knowing it. Symptoms can
here
include
we go.
Lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, and detachment, fatigue, and more.
Yeah.
All right.
But guess what, Andrew?
What, bud?
You just named all these things, but I'm using BetterHelp, and I'm working through these, processing these
because
things.
We both have a lot of different things that hinder us, and I got to tell you, BetterHelp has helped both of us. Therapy is great.
What is BetterHelp? I'll tell you what BetterHelp is. It's customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
That's right. You can do. You can choose to talk to them face-to-face, or you can do it just over the audio, the old-school way. And I got to tell you, as somebody who believes in mental health awareness and people getting help, Bob and I both think it's an important thing that you talk to somebody if you feel like you want to talk to somebody to help yourself. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. And I got to tell you, you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. It's a wonderful system that you can utilize from your home, from anywhere you are around the world. All you need to do is have a computer to log into and get some better help.
Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
So that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/badfriends. Bring up the doc. Doc. When was the last time a human went to Mars?
Never.
Never. So
Chaim Ashed.
Chaim Ashed, see?
Who's Chaim Ashed?
Oh, shit. That's the Space Chief 30, ex-Space Chief of Israel, who ran this space program. I'll be forgetting, man. I'm a little buzzing a little bit.
And COVID. I get it.
Yeah. But anyway, he's the ex-general and the ex-space chief of Israel for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And he said that
he went up there.
The United States and Israel was in contact with the Galactic Federation. Bam! Woo!
What else you got to say?
That's it. I'm a believer.
Him!
Told you.
I am a Galactic.
I am.
Once you said Isaac Magalhães was involved, I'm fucking salted.
There it is right there, Bobby.
Former Israeli space security chief says extraterrestrials exist and Trump knows about it. All right, so let me ask you something.
I'm thinking that's there what the pregnancy is.
So when you're right alone there. At night at your spot, you're alone.
Come on.
No, I'm asking. All right. You're alone at night. Mm-hmm. You're a bottle and a half of wine deep, right?
I never get a bottle and a half, but go ahead.
Okay, a bottle deep. You've polished a bottle.
I've done that.
You're buzzing. Okay. It's 2 a.m. What are you Googling?
You need a girlfriend.
It flops between Pornhub.
You need a girlfriend.
A lot of physics videos.
Physics? See, this.
You need a girlfriend.
We got to get you some love.
Hey, man. And
this
and
is
some,
what
well,
happens
and
with
a lot
single
of...
dudes your age, alone in a fucking studio.
And
right?
I watch a lot of...
At 2 a.m, you're getting buzzed. There's nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a PlayStation.
We got to buy you something.
Yeah, well, this is insane.
Well, okay, I watch a lot of murdered...
Yeah, murder dogs, Pornhub, and alien shit. That's what fucking lonely dudes do in a condo.
That's the chemical makeup for a school shooter. You're
losing your mind.
Alien dogs, Pornhub, physics videos, a bottle of wine. I'm afraid you're going to shoot up a festival. Oh my God. The dude last night, I went to the liquor store near me to just get a bag of chips. I wanted some potato chips. And I was on my walk home. Very nice guy, but he was listening to a podcast throughout the... He does all the time in the liquor store, in our little like corner store. Sweet guy. it's on blast. I'm start to listen to it as I'm standing there in line. I'm like,
who is it?
Who's the podcast?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it, but it's a murder. It's a murder one. I don't know. There's 1,000 of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But a guy is basically telling a story about how him and his wife said sexually they need to be as open as they can possibly be so that they're never, you know, disappointed in their relationship. He said, if you want something uncomfortable, you know, that, you know, makes me uncomfortable, just tell me. If you want to fuck someone, just tell, you know what I mean? Like, just be, he was like, before they got married, they said, let's just say everything. So they agreed to this, right? And then obviously, as the podcast says, she agreed to it. They were fine. And then at some point he found out that she was fucking like a guy down the street and it was like a full on affair. It wasn't like she wasn't cheating on him. It was like living with this other guy. So that, hold on, listen. So then, this is crazy. So then he says, she blew up my whole life. She ruined the small business that we took. And even though she was the one who cheated on me, in the family court, infidelity isn't a part of marriage law. So it's like, it doesn't come into play, right? Even though he was like, she's the one that wanted the divorce because she left me for somebody else, he still had to owe her alimony because he had made more money than her. So he's like, do you know what that feels like to give someone money even though they were the ones that wanted a divorce because they were the ones that left you for somebody else? And he was, you know, breaking it down. And as I get to the register, I go, that story's kind of fucked up. And dude, did I fuel this guy's fire? He goes, right? It's a clear violation of the 14th fucking amendment. Dude, I mean, he was like, he wanted to unload. He goes, and you know what, dude? And they fucking wonder. And they fucking wonder why guys kill their fucking wives. Huh? And they wonder why they kill him. You know why? This guy lost everything. He's better off just killing her because his life is over. Her life should be over too. $4.99. Wow. And I was like, okay. Paid for my chips. And I was like, have a good night. Yeah. I mean, dude, I didn't know what to say. But also, I was like, afraid that he was going to be like, why? Do you disagree? Bobby, sorry, I didn't see your hand up.
How long were you in this liquor store for?
35 minutes.
You know how much information you just fucking said? You're going down every aisle looking at the chili.
Here's what happened.
Yeah.
There were teenagers in there fucking around and they were buying stuff. Uh-huh. I went to the beer aisle to go get a single, to get a onesie beer that I was going to crack and walk home with. Then I decided I shouldn't be drinking beer right now. I don't need the extra calories. I'm a little pudgy-wudgy, so I put it back. Then I went to the chips. They didn't have what I wanted. I wanted the sour cream and cheddar. Then I went back to the beer thing. I was milling about. I was killing a little bit of time.
For about 40 minutes.
No, this was genuinely 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Okay.
The guy's story was quick. I just told it to you right now in three fucking minutes. That's literally what he said.
Okay.
But as I got up there, this liquor store guy was, he wanted someone to disagree. He wanted me to be like, I don't know. He was begging for someone, but not me. I was like, you're right, dude. Kill your wife. Whatever you have to do. I don't give a, don't fucking tell me that you're going to do it. Just do it.
Can I tell you what happened to me?
Yeah. Did you kill your wife?
No. I was at Wee Spa. You know what Wee Spa is?
The Korean spa.
Yeah. With Gene.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hong.
Gene Hong. And have you been to Wee Spa?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so everyone's wearing the same thing. It's like such a weird utopian society.
Well, they give it to you.
They give you the clothes, but you wear it, right? So everyone has this Wee Spa shirt, the same khaki pants, and the slippers, and you're just kind of walking around, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're wearing. What's wearing that? Right? And everyone's like laying around or some sort of clay room or, you know what I mean? People drinking and eating food. It's like so weird, right?
It's very weird.
And this guy comes up to me and goes, you got to help me, man. Here, this is my email. This is all my information, dude. I know who you are, man. You're Bobby Lee. And dude, I'm in trouble. And I go, what? What do you mean? Music, man. I'm getting sued for because of my music and the copyrights. And they're fucking me, man. So I know you're in show business. You probably have a fucking lawyer and this and that. I need to fucking help. And he gives me a piece of paper like this, right? And I put it on. He goes, all right, man. I'll do it.
Right? Are we going to help this guy?
No, but what happened was, this is what happened. The fucking information, it was in my Wee Spa short.
Oh,
right?
No.
And I threw it in the fucking hamper.
Yeah, so someone else has to deal with it.
Someone else has to do it.
Poor bastard.
But it's like, it was like frantic, like he was about to fucking die.
You could have saved his life.
I know, but what am I going to do? I don't know about laws.
Wait till he hears this.
I know.
It's over.
It's so crazy what people say.
He said he got sued?
I don't even know. Gene was just kind of like, his eyes were fluttering because it was scary. It was like the energy was like, dude, the energy I'm doing right now.
Heavy.
Is the energy that he had.
Too erratic.
Yeah. It was just like, hey, guy. Anyway, I know who you are, man. You're Bobby Lee, right? Hey, this is my fucking paper. I am in big trouble, man. All right. And I know you know lawyers, right? Yeah. And all the information had all this email, social media, other court doc. I don't know what the fuck it was, right? But it's like, I'm relaxing.
Yeah, why was he at the spa?
Well, he wants to relax. You could tell he needed to.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like he was, he's like, I have all these problems.
Do you not want to go to spas? You don't like spas?
No.
Why not?
It's just too intimate.
What?
You know what? Tonight, says the girl getting dick pics every day on
tonight,
the phone.
You know what we're going to do tonight?
Spa?
Yeah.
No.
Go to the spa.
You and I are going to go to the Wii Spa together.
And yeah, do what?
What?
What do you mean? You take a steam, you do a schwitz.
So what we're going to do is
get a massage. Just hear me
out. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We go, right? I pay for you, right? You go to the women's area. I go to the men's. You put the outfit on. Just hear me out, dude. Fucking hear me out.
And find that piece of paper that this guy gave him.
Let's try to find the paper, okay? And then you wear the clothes. I'll meet you in the third floor. That's where the clay, the salt, the cold room is, all that stuff. And we'll have a dinner and we'll lounge around. We'll drink drinks. We'll steam together. Do all that stuff.
Won't
together.
That be nice?
I'd better just sleep.
See, it's like I invite her to the thing.
I know.
Here's the deal, dude. Here, can I just be honest with you?
You're running out. You're running.
You're running low.
You're running low.
You're running
buddy.
Low. You're running out. You're running around. Okay. You're doing all kinds of running. All right. And the thing is that here's what you're not doing. You're not connecting.
You're not.
You're not developing a relationship.
And that's.
And
not
you don't
good.
Make me feel like we're friends or anything like that, or I'm your father or uncle, whatever. Right. Right. We don't do activities together. And every time you, let's watch the Northman. Shit that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go buy.
You wanted to watch
it. I gotta go buy tickets to this fucking white Nordic fucking adventure.
Oh, and you don't like whites, huh? But yeah, you watch the Nordic.
Yeah, she begged me to see the Nordic.
Only the guy that I like.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you do like whites.
You like it
because he's like God.
So. Yeah, we're God.
White people are gods.
Yeah,
duh. No, only him. Only him.
Duh, duh.
Have you ever seen the photos of Jesus all over churches and stuff like that?
White,
white,
very white.
Okay,
very white. Love was a big tennis player.
Yeah, big.
You don't
dick.
Like Jason Momoa.
I like Jason Momoa.
Everybody likes what? Jason fucking Momoa.
Well, why'd you ask her that?
Because he likes Jason Momoa.
He's handsome, dog.
That's his guy.
Look, I'm not a hater. When I see a handsome dude, I'll be like,
oh, this is interesting.
Damn.
So let me ask you something. Right? let me throw you some stars, right? Male stars. And you tell me if they're handsome or not.
Let's go.
All right? Brad Pitt.
Handsome.
No,
time was. Out. He's old.
Handsome's not the this is going to be too subjective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The new world in the new phrase of the internet is either smash or pass. Rudy, am I right, Rudy?
Yeah.
Momoa smash? Smash or pass?
For who?
Just in general.
Let's do it. Fuck it. Yeah, let's do it.
So you have to say smash.
You have to smash or pass?
Jason Momoa.
Oh, I got a stomach. Okay, let's go.
All right. Jason Momoa.
Smash.
All right,
incredible. Hulk smash.
Tom Cruise.
Destroy.
Tom Cruise.
Nah, pass.
Pass.
Michael B. Jordan.
Smash.
Yeah.
Ladies love.
Is it the... Anyway.
Don't make it about other people. This is about you.
He has a small dick.
Who has a small dick?
Michael B. Jordan.
Is he texting you dick pics too?
No, but there was like a leak photo of him. And then his,
there was his face on it?
Yeah.
Ah, bullshit. I don't buy it.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it at all. All right, let's continue with Smash or Pass.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's go older. Like, you know what I mean? Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. Godfather. Smash.
Wow.
I knew. Yeah.
All right.
Cocaine involved. Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, hell no. That's pass.
Okay.
It's a pass. All right. You don't like likability. Yeah. Likability is your
out. You can do without it, Bobby.
Okay, you can do without it.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, pass. Too loud.
Tom Hardy.
Who the fuck is Tom? Oh.
Mad Max.
Definitely pass, because I don't even know who he is.
Right there.
You don't know Tom Hardy.
That's a smash, isn't it?
That's a smash, dude.
You're changing your little opinion?
That's a universal smash.
That's 100% a smash. There's no doubt.
I don't ever hear ladies talking about him.
That's a deep
him,
smash.
You don't hear ladies talking about him? Every pussy on earth gets wet every time a picture goes up about this guy.
Oscar Isaac.
Who is Oscar Isaac?
Nah, he doesn't.
This guy. You know what? Yeah, here's
the problem. Pull him up.
Right there. That's him right there.
Oscar Isaac.
Who the fuck is that guy?
He's in fucking Star Wars, the new one. He's Pool. Poy. What's his name?
Look at his body.
What's his name? Poy.
Pol Pot.
Pol Pot. He's Pol Pot. You know, it's Star Wars.
You know what this is turning into? It's actually turning into who you two guys would smash. That's what the fuck is going on.
We've been pretty open about who we would smash.
Okay. Also, Doc, because you spent all night, right, watching alien videos.
Drinking wine.
Murder, drinking wine, right? You don't know what the fuck is going on in the world. Those two guys that we just fucking mentioned are the hugest stars on planet Earth.
So famous.
So famous.
All right, let's get back to people that you might know.
All right, let's be. Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, let's get weird.
Good voice. Yeah, I'll go with that.
You go smash. Mark, right? It's a smash. Smash. You have to say the fucking
smash.
Word.
Oh,
say
smash.
Smash. Smash. Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. let's go Asian, maybe. Bruce Lee.
Ooh.
Smash.
Oh.
I saw.
but also, I know the. I know
which one.
Jackie Chan.
Pair.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, I knew he was going to pass.
He's too goofy. Too goofy. Too likable.
Too Wonka.
Too likable. No, 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 philosophy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong. The actor from Hangover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck no. Pass.
Really?
Wow.
Bobby Lee.
Hell no. Definitely pass on that shit.
That's rude.
Andrew Santino.
We did with Asians. We're doing Asians.
Oh, only Asians? Oh,
we're doing Asians. We were going on the Asian list.
Oh, we are? Okay. Let's go Asians. Do you know Daniel Dae Kim?
No, this is gonna. He's no, never gonna know. Let's get far. Back to other real actors.
Yeah.
He's never gonna know other actors that are any not. He'll know super, super famous whites
before like 1995.
Yeah, we got to go back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're gonna go that far back.
How about Bradley Cooper?
That's like one on borderline. Nah.
So not a borderline
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He smashed for me.
Of course,
smash for me.
Have you seen Deadpool?
Yeah, I've seen
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
The same guy.
Ryan Reynolds.
Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Smash for me. Yeah. It's a smash.
Oh, how about any of the Chris's? Hemsworth, Pine.
Hemsworth.
Pratt.
Okay, I can understand.
That's
Hemsworth.
A smash on all. Yeah, yeah, for yeah. you, that's all smash.
Pratt, Thor, Pine, right? Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Hemsworth, smash, the other two pair. Right.
You know why I did this game, right?
Why?
So we can have another super cut of you just saying smash or pass to famous guys. will you pull up this? I saw the Billboard Awards and Megan the Stallion. What was very funny to me is on the internet the next morning, they like people were all up in arms because she was basically fucking butt ass naked. And let me tell you something.
Let me see.
Amazing, so sexy. Was that her? Was it that? No, maybe it was a live performance. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Zoom.
People were upset about this for some reason, or people were talking about it on the internet.
Why?
Looked great.
Yeah, I'm not upset about it.
I think she might have stripped down a little bit.
Yeah, Andrew, life.
Super.
On one hand, you have beautiful women like that.
On the other hand, we have us.
No, not even just us. You have people who are born with harlequin ichthyosis. You know, like in life, you know in what life? Harlequin ichthyosis is?
We brought it up on the show more times than I think we've ever brought it up.
Oh, I love tits like that. The kiwi fruit type.
Yes, I love that's
kiwi.
What that is.
I love kiwis. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man,
they're like I don't like. Let me talk about breasts.
Let's talk about the kind of tits you like.
Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you. You know what I don't like?
Barely B cup.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like it when there's no border.
What are you talking? When the nipples just blend into the boob.
When it blends in, and I don't know the beginning or the end of it. It's something timeless. I don't like it. It's like forever.
You know what it's mean? An infinite tit.
It's an infinite breast, right? I like a border on it. Like I want to know where Ukraine and Russia is. Like I just want to know where the, you know what I mean, where the line is. You know, yeah. My friend? Yeah. What kind of breasts do you like?
I like one where the nipples are misplaced. I like a high nipple and a low lip.
That's cool too.
Yeah, because they're looking different ways.
It's like a Muppet.
Yeah.
It's like a Muppet eye.
Where they place the eyes on purpose.
Like googly eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. What kind of breasts do you like?
Why would you even pay attention? Like, I just...
You just close your eyes? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, but nipples is beautiful on women, period. I don't even...
It is a comedy show.
I don't really... Yeah. Oh, okay, I got to see
you. Yeah. I don't know what else to tell you other than this is we're just making shit up for fun.
How about Bumpy? Do you like Bumpy?
Love.
I like Bumpy.
Yeah,
too.
Give me a Bumpy Road.
Yeah, yeah. You like a Bumpy Road?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about this? If the Bumpy Road had hairs on it.
Nah.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Smash?
Smash.
Smash. Hairy nipples.
Smash.
Smash.
No,
smash.
Pass. Pass. Yeah. Pass for me.
What about this? Hairy badge.
Love it.
You do.
Give me that.
What about the hairs in the inside of the tube?
That's how my porn is.
What if the hairs inside of the tube? Just a couple.
Inside?
Yeah, yeah. Just a couple. Like four or five.
No big deal.
Okay.
You soft, bro.
Let me tell you something. You did get hung up on tits, like as if you don't like to look at them or something.
No. Y'all were saying like deformities or whatever.
No, deformities.
Oh, my bad.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay. Right,
no, you just got weird about boobs for some reason.
Because I just was like, I just thought y'all just was like, it's a bad thing. Then.
Don't come at us about weird stuff.
He's talking about tits. By the way,
you're the one that tells us you don't want any girls anymore ever again.
No, I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I've never said no.
You said, I ain't fucking with girls. I'm fucking my career.
No, that's not what I said. I just said, I'm just chilling. I didn't say I ain't fucking with them.
Same
I
shit.
Said, I'm chilling.
I'm just chilling means I'm not fucking with them.
No, chilling just means I'm not actively just pursuing all of them and trying to fucking be.
Okay.
Someone came onto you on the comedy store.
So at the live show, we brought this up last show that you weren't here, right? At the live show, that girl walked up and said, remember, She goes,
What kind of girls do you like?
This and that, right? Mm-hmm. She was obviously hitting on you.
Yeah.
And you didn't read that?
That's your answer right there.
Oh, he didn't
want her.
Wow.
Hey, you got to be honest with me. What the fuck y'all want me to go?
She was hot.
Was she, Bobby?
You're on a new level of beggars can't be choosers. This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's not that.
She was attractive.
But the problem
she might
is,
have been your style, but you pretend
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but you can't just jump on every hot woman you see. That's
are
not...
girls throwing themselves at you a lot?
Andrew. Yeah.
You get pussy like, thrown at you constantly.
Yes.
Andrew, it's
like always had women that always
like a starving child in Darfur.
This
right?
is California.
Here's, you know what I mean? Here's a regular piece of steak. No, man, I want boa.
I want boa.
I want fuck. I want.
If it's not Wagyu, I'm not eating
I don't
it.
Eat Ruth Chris.
You know what it is?
What?
This guy wants me to be insecure like him. I'm not you, Bobby.
Oh, wow.
You're insecure.
You're taking shots.
And then you're trying to
shots.
Throw your little shit on me.
Wait, I'm insecure.
And you're trying to wave that shit over here.
I like when he does this.
I
love it. I love when he comes to me and attacks me for no fucking reason at all.
It's not, no.
So, no,
what do
you ask?
No, what do you say? You join up with your buddy.
Okay, Doc, let's be honest here, okay? How long have you known me?
For
30 years.
Since 2001. You was the first person.
For 20,
right, so
20 years.
Over 20 years. You've known me, right?
Right.
You've seen me with girlfriends, right?
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Long-term girlfriends. And I've also brought girls over to the club, right? Mm-hmm. I've never have seen you.
Here it is.
With any.
There it is.
Woman.
There it is.
Here's where I'm going to tell you.
Here it comes.
Bobby Lee's a goddamn liar.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
In the OR bar, I introduced you to one there. Walked in with two women. You were standing at the bar, and I said, this is Bobby Lee from Mad TV. And then she was like, oh, hi, this and that. And then I introduced you to two.
When?
I don't
well,
know.
You're on Mad TV. It had been 20 years
ago. 20 years ago?
You was on Mad TV.
Yeah.
It wasn't 20 years ago.
Oh, but yeah, I remember.
No, no, you wasn't on Mad TV. No. You
20 fucking years ago. Oh.
It was after that. It was after that. Yes, it was. Yeah, it might even be like 2009, 2010.
Sorry, I didn't remember. Like I don't remember.
But the point is, you've been introduced to one. Like, you're in your own goddamn world. Bobby World. That's you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So he's brought a lot of women around. You just don't
know. Not a lot.
I don't see. I never saw. And next time you know what? Let's do this.
I want you guys to go on a double date.
The same two women I brought up there, right?
Yeah.
Which one of them I was pursuing. Now, the same two, Francisco Ramos met him. And just ask Francisco. He remember, he'll tell you, oh yeah, I remember because I told San Francisco, hey, get on this one. And I'm getting on this one right here. And so that was that.
There's Francisco. By the way, this is Fancy's competition.
Bobby Lee?
Hi, Francisco.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up? So I'm on my podcast with Andrew Santino. It's called Bad Friends. You know that I'm on it, right?
Yes, I know.
And Doc Willis is on the show. We're getting a little argument. And your name came up, and I just... What is the question you wanted to ask Francisco, Doc?
About the time when the girls that I introduced you to, and I asked him to get on one of the girls...
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Francisco. Have you ever seen Doc Willis with a woman?
You know what? No.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on. And I will see you at the store this week. Okay? I love you. Okay? Thank you.
Bespoke post. Hey, baby.
Baby, I love when you give me Bespoke because I love boxes with surprises.
My little gift.
Of awesome is amazing.
It is. It's incredible. Box of awesome is incredible. If you don't know what it is, you have to go online. You take this quiz at boxofawesome.com. It's not a quiz. It's really, there is no wrong answers. Your answers are going to help them pick the right box of awesome that fits you. They release new boxes, by the way, every month across a ton of different categories.
This is literally the best gift you can get for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas,
Brother's Day,
birthday.
Sister's Day,
yeah,
Neighbor's Day, Birthday,
Christmas, right?
Buddy Day.
Right.
Buddy Day.
Yeah.
I gave it to you for Buddy Day.
Tell you
which
what,
box do you love?
Hawker.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, because I love using the traditional blacksmithing methods used in Thai Burma ware. This knife is forged, ground stamped, and finished by hand exactly the way it would have been over 100 years
over
ago.
Over 100 years
and
ago.
And I got a hawker for Jewel because she
you
loves
did.
Knives.
She loves knives. Bob, you know I got the cask box because yeah, I'm a big drinker. And each barrel is handcrafted from American white oak, which has been charred to create a smokier cocktail. And I love the cask setup because I had also gotten earlier from a box of awesome a decanter with two whiskey glasses.
Each box is valued at around $70, but you only pay a fraction of that price. Plus, with each box of awesome, you're supporting small business.
Love that.
90% of everything that comes in your box of awesome is from a small, up-and-coming brand.
It's free to sign up, Bob, and you can skip a month or cancel at any time. No punishment. They're not going to yell at you. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BADFRIENDS at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BADFRIENDS. In support of Duck, right now, I want to end all this between you two, okay? All right.
Okay.
Smash this. Smash the beef. In support of Doc, ladies and gentlemen at home, if you yourself have had experiences with aliens in any semblance, you've been touched by an alien, you've been talked to by an alien, I want you to email us so we can have you communicate with Doc, because Doc is going to be our resident alien coordinator, and we're going to have fans call in, give their stories. So if you have a story, a real one, not no shit, like a real experience, because we want Doc to see if we can keep this going, it's going to be called... I got touched by an alien at gmail.com, okay? I got touched by an alien at gmail.com. You don't have to have been touched by an alien, but you have to have an alien experience, but that's the email, and we want to hear about it, because Doc wants more proof.
Are you guys watching Raised by Wolves on HBO?
I saw that.
How many episodes?
Like, I think I'm on season two.
Yeah, I did 6 episodes so far. It's pretty good.
Oh, dude.
It's sci-fi. You'd love it.
Raised by Wolves?
Yeah.
I've got something. I watched the most heart-wrenching documentary.
Tell me.
About a guy. I think it's in the preview, so I'm not really giving much away.
Okay.
But it's about a fertility doctor who impregnates the whole city.
What?
These women go in thinking that they are going to have their husband's sperm artificially inseminated into them.
Yeah.
But really, this guy's thrown away the dad jizz, and he's coming inside of the cup instead. The doctor.
What?
That doesn't sound that shocking.
What the fuck?
I mean, if they were getting it from the tap, that's one thing.
From the tap?
Yeah.
Is there a jizz tap out there?
No. Like, if he was having sex with the wet, then
he's jerking off in his office, making them wait in the waiting room, and then he's filling them with his sperm.
He's just lazy, but it's like,
wait, what?
No,
what?
Stop.
What is this conversation we're having? All
right, what you're saying is this. Let me ask you, maybe I got it wrong.
I think you did.
All right, let me try to explain to see what you're talking about.
Please, please.
And then maybe we can get back on the same page.
I'd love to.
All right. I thought you said that he was, because they're getting sperm from donors, right?
No, it's supposed to be their, most of these are supposed to be their husband, right? So they implant it at the right time. Sometimes it was donors.
It's okay, sometimes donors, sometimes not, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, is this doctor mentally
all there?
No, is there something wrong with him? He's a doctor. He must be smart. He went to school.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Good genes. Right? And probably a moral man, maybe.
What?
Well, not by... Okay.
Okay, stop. Stop. Let me just explain. Okay?
Let him try to dig out of this.
I'm in a hole right now, right?
He's far down.
And I'm down, but I'm climbing up.
You're climbing up.
Right.
Come back out the well.
So, yeah, I see the opening.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're way up there.
Yeah, I know, but I still see it.
Okay.
It's like a dot of light. It's a dot of light.
Yeah.
But I... Yeah. So he probably thinks, I have good genes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He probably looks at society and goes, God, it's just... Our society is breaking down. It's all right. I know my moral standpoint. I know my ethics and this and that.
Yeah.
And I just think that most people should be like me. Right?
Hmm.
So let's just mix my shit in with everyone, with the females, right? I'm not having sex. It's not rape.
Mm.
Right? It's not rape.
And, I mean, I'm going to disagree. Let's agree to disagree.
And let's.
He did this to 94 people. He has 94 illegitimate children. He didn't do this once.
Well, they all know who their dad is.
They know who their dad is.
That's good.
And that's important.
That's important.
And that's important.
Right? And number two.
I just didn't think you would side with a doctor on this one. I just, for some reason, instinct.
I understand that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I like, for the sake of the show,
yeah,
I love what we're doing.
Right. I have to play devil's advocate.
You must.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if I still believe this.
I think you might.
I might too. Right?
So you think it's okay?
I think it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's like, you know what I mean? A documentary fucked up.
Sure.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like
yeah.
Capturing the Freedmans is documentary fucked up.
Yes.
Do you see that?
Yes.
It's a great one.
Right. But
classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm on the side of the capturer.
Right. Anyway, how do you feel about it?
Shit, I don't feel it's evil.
It is evil. It's terrible.
It's
but you know what? You know the
it's
worst.
It's sperm raping in a sense.
It's sperm raping, right? Yeah. It's spay raping. And you know what the worst part of all of it was? They started to kind of get a hint over who he was impregnating.
Yeah,
it was. So they make blonde, blue eyes. I mean, it was on some like fucking. Wait,
was he handsome? The doctor?
No. No,
oh, that sucks.
No, but he was on some like he was on some Aryan creepy shit. Like all he wanted was blonde hair, blue eyed kids.
Is he old?
Huh?
Is he old?
He got old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He grew old.
Human makes it old.
Yeah, we get old. Yeah. We all get older.
What about this one?
When during the documentary, I think he was probably a 40-year-old man when he was doing all this.
Does he have to pay alimony?
He doesn't have to pay alimony. He doesn't have to pay alimony. Because no, he was actually got found not guilty of all these crimes.
What? Wow.
I'm giving away the documentary. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Doesn't really matter. But genuinely, he didn't have to pay anybody for anything. He's gotten away pretty much scot-free. Actually, I'm sorry. $500 was the fine I think he paid.
That's steep.
It's a little heavy.
It's a little steep.
It's not nothing.
250.
It's not nothing.
250 is good.
You know, there was a guy that was begging off the side of the freeway, and I had $100 bill in my pocket.
Yeah.
And a piece of me thought, well, I can't give this guy $100. $100 bill is a lot of money.
Yeah.
20 is generous.
Yeah.
If I had 20, it's like, that's a nice gen. But 100.
I've done 100.
I've done it once, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just, and I had it in my pocket, and you know, when he's approaching, that time clock is ticking down of like, should I do it? Should I not do it? Should I do it? Should I not do it? And as soon as he got there, I just rolled up the window. I just couldn't do it.
And his fingers got stuck in the fucking window.
Sir?
Yeah, he's like, Kilroy?
Yeah.
I thought about it, but I really was like, that's too much money. $100 is a lot of money.
Too much money.
Yeah.
I was listening to a This American.
What would you give? What's a generous amount you would give?
I would give, you know what, to be honest with you, I gave $100 before.
What was it on This American Life?
It's okay. It's all right.
I don't believe you.
It's all right. No. What was it? An Ira Glass's show that I love very much.
That's all right.
No, tell it.
Okay. No, because the windows are closed, I think.
Wide open.
It is?
Threw it up.
No, I think I interrupted the bit.
Did not.
Okay. You give it $100?
Yeah.
No, he bombed the bit. So let's go back to it. Didn't go anywhere. Hit a brick wall over there.
Yeah.
He's like, man, that's too generous. I was like, how much have you given? He's like, $100. All right, well.
Not a bit worse.
Yeah,
saying?
No, it did work. You killed. What happened on This American Life?
It's not interesting. I'll try.
Make it interesting.
I'll try.
Add an accent or a butthole.
I'll give it. I was just trying anything, but I was listening to a classic This Is American Life about, you know, babies, you know, two babies were born. You know what I mean? They switched the parents by accident, the kids by accident.
Oh, right.
But one of the mothers knew that right away that it wasn't her baby, but she didn't say anything.
Wow.
And she waited until she was 50. You know what I mean? And then, you know what I mean? But she knew all along, like, she would go to the same church as the other girl, like her real biological church, and try to get in their lives.
Oh, you
know,
wow.
I mean? So she could know her daughter, but never say anything.
Just say something.
I know. Like, I would have said something, but her dad, her husband was like, she'd get angry or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like.
So he just gave up.
He gave up. But then they found out later, and it, you know.
It ruined these people's lives forever.
I think one of them had two sets of parents, and then one of them was kind of like weirded out by it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's super uncomfortable. Somebody, your parents have lied to you your whole life about something that you never.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't they just say something?
Like, one of the girls was like blonde, but all the other kids were like
black.
They look like kind of loose and taffy.
Like. Taffy boy. My name ran in Detroit. Yeah. Taffy boy.
But she's like a blonde Aryan girl, and she's like cheerleading, and they're like, you know what I mean? They're all scientists. You know what I mean?
Well, you're into this creating a perfect race. We've talked about this. You think eugenics is right. And if you could make the perfect race a person, what would they be?
Like Tiger Woods.
That's the perfect person.
I think mixed.
Asian and black?
Asian, black. There's a little white in there, no?
I don't think so.
I think Tiger Woods is a little white in there, no?
No, his dad is black. His mom is Asian.
Cobla, what's a cobbler part? Cobbler and Asian.
Oh, Tiger Woods describes himself as Coblin Asian. By the way, this is also 1997. It was a long
time. Okay, a person mixed consisting of Caucasian, Black, and Asian. So there is Caucasian. There is white in there, though. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, I like,
well, that's why he's good at
there's
golf.
No there's no Mexican. There's no Mexican in
there. One fourth Black, one fourth Thai, one fourth Chinese, one eighth white, and one eighth Indian. So the one eighth means his one of his parents' parents mm-hmm. was half.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a long way to go.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to just grab onto some of that white.
But don't you think like 300 years from now, everyone's going to look like Tiger Woods?
I think in 300 years, we'll all be dead. I think no one will be around anymore.
It'll just be robots?
I just think it'll be the end of society within the next 100 years. I think we're done.
Yeah, but I was talking to Lex Fridman.
We'll all be an NFT.
You know Lex Fridman?
I know who he is.
Lex Fridman?
What?
You know Lex?
Yeah.
Oh,
don't get him started. He loves Lex.
Yeah, let's go, dog.
Go what? We didn't talk about science.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about pussy and stuff.
I mean, but that's Lex, though. Yeah. Okay.
But Lex, I was having a conversation with Lex, and he was like, he believes that, you know, he's very monotone. I believe that in the next 15 years, there will be consciousness. Computers will have consciousness.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So
that's what I mean.
I think at that point, they call it the singularity.
Singularity, yeah.
You're right. And I think at that point, we're fucked.
We die.
I don't think we'll die. I think there will eventually be coexistence and then a war and then we'll die.
We've already done these movies. I mean, we've already had these films. They've been predicting this for a long time.
I mean, if machines, obviously, if they have consciousness, they're going to realize that they're superior.
And they are.
They are, right? And then they're going to realize that we're not.
Well, that's the same thing Elon was talking about, right? AI taking over.
Isn't that wild that a black guy calls it Elon instead of Elon?
Yeah.
That's what Elon was talking about. Elon just sounds like the cool version.
Hey, Elon.
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 Yeah. Elon.
Yeah. Okay. Elon. But he was saying the same thing, though, right? That AI was going to take over and fucking kill.
Yeah, and it's going to. We're all going to be dead. Rudy's excited as fuck for all this.
I'd want to fuck a robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that I like.
Probably a white one, too.
At that.
No, 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 no. This will be a brown robot.
Yeah.
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. Yeah. She would fuck it. She'd break it. She'd fuck the Harry Styles robot so much it would break.
Yeah, and we'd have to get it fixed.
It's like, please, Rudy, no more. Please, Rudy, no more. Short-circuiting.
And then I have to put it in a fucking box, send it to fucking Thailand or whatever, get it fixed and come bring it back? Or
what about y'all? Have y'all like fucked the pillow or anything like that?
What?
Have y'all ever fucked the pillow or something like that?
All right, man. this is
what I'm just asking. I'm just asking, man. We
gone awry.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean if I fucked
the pillow?
You know, when you were a kid, you know, you stick your dick between the couch pillows and fuck the couch pillows.
Never done that.
I know that.
You know why? My head sleeps on them.
Wait a minute, you fucked the couch?
Yeah.
I think I hit a couple pillows a couple times when I was a kid.
So wait a minute, would you put your dick in the sleeve of the couch?
Yeah, when you like 10, 11, you're like, yeah.
But wait a minute, do you nut?
I think I have. I don't remember. Yeah.
That
was when I was younger.
You remember.
But this is the truth. I got my dad yelled at me once because I don't know if you know this, but when I was born, my parents had a wig store.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. And so, you know, my nursery was, there was 1,000 like broken mannequin heads just stacked up in this like room. Mm-hmm. And my crib was in that room.
Psychotic.
Right. So it's just a bunch of like heads looking down with like eyes missing. And, right. And I'm just like a kid going, you know what I mean?
I want to be a sketch comic.
You know what I mean? Or whatever. But I remember, so then my parents sold the wig store to my uncle and they opened Fashion Gal.
Fashion Gal.
Yeah. And we had a storage thing upstairs and one of the stores, and all the mannequin vagina parts were broken.
From?
I don't know.
You do?
I don't know.
Was that Papa?
But I'm Hawk up! My dad goes, no. My brother and I, could be my brother and I, but why are you holding the mannequin in the vagina part? Right?
We don't know.
Were you doing that? Were you poking holes and fucking it?
I think we're just poking holes in it. I don't think we're fucking. It's like hard, like, you know what I mean? It's not like a smooth
thing. I would not be surprised if you did some shit like that.
No, but we would break open.
I mean, your brother's the one that told me that he, like, he makes homemade jack-off things.
Pringles, yeah, I do.
Pringle can.
I do, too.
You do?
What?
I have, yeah.
You don't just jerk off with your hand?
Dude, the Pringles philosophy is so the right
It's like a sock and...
What?
What a Pringle? What do we mean?
Pringles can, and he uses that. He makes basically like a fucking
a pocket pussy out of a Pringles can,
but it couldn't fit in your pocket. It's a Pringles can. It'd have to be like a bag.
You curious?
To go bag pussy.
Just asking for it's really scientific research.
It works really well.
Okay. Yeah. I just never understood that, making a device to jerk off. It took so long. You could have come by then already to make the device.
But it's like foreplay.
Making it?
Yeah.
Oh, you get turned on when you make it?
Yeah, it's like you get excited.
Oh, I guess I understand that now.
Yeah.
I don't want any foreplay.
Okay, you just like, you want to see the show.
Strike hard.
Well, let me ask you, you go to a concert,
strike
you don't,
fast.
You don't see the opening act?
Never.
Okay.
Go for the headliner.
Not me.
Wow.
I feel bad for the opening act, so I go early, like 4 p.m.
Sadistic.
Show's at 9, but I still have 4.
Show's at 9 p.m., I'm there at 10:15.
So you're, yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I know. Yeah, the headliner's about to come on.
You've never bought like an apparatus at a porn store?
Never.
I got given one time. I got given from Fleshlight.
Fleshlight.
Yeah, they gave me one. Yeah. But other than that, I used it one time.
Comedy store?
They gave it to me when I was in Austin and at South by Southwest. They were like sponsoring it years ago.
Yeah.
But I used it one time.
You did use it?
Yeah, I tried it, but I just got over it really fast.
Freddie Lockhart. You know Freddie Lockhart?
Of course.
Yeah. This motherfucker, he goes, yo, man, you gotta microwave the oil.
The lube?
I gotta microwave the oil. Because I have the oil that has a heat sensitive. No, you gotta microwave it.
No.
Yeah, and I go, all right. So this is when I was single, I microwaved it. And literally I had third degree burns. Because when you microwave it,
it
gel becomes not only hot, it becomes more like water. So when you stick it on your dick, it pours out.
Oh.
Right? So I was like, yeah, microwave, poured it in there. Like, okay, here we go. It was that fucking painful.
Fuck.
It was terrible.
And so then after that, you should have never used sex toys ever again.
That's why I go Pringles.
Yeah, Pringles.
Yeah.
So you can control it.
Yeah.
Well, would you buy
what?
The butt? Like the, you know, the...
What?
The whole plastic butt. The plastic, like the head, like with no body, but just the like the ass
butt
and the holes.
You thought about buying that?
No, I didn't think about it. I'm just asking questions.
Don't do that. He's doing the thing where he's like, no. I mean, if y'all was going to buy it, maybe it'd be like a... If we were buying it, we'd buy it.
I've thought about buying it. Here's the problem with the butt, though. Where do you hide it?
Yeah, under the bed.
You put it in your fucking bowling.
If you're single, you're fine. But then, what do you do with it? Jeez. Put it in your luggage.
Even when you're single, fucking die, and then they come and fuck that shit.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, that's
if
sad.
We bought you a butt.
Oh hell no!
Stop! Don't stop the fucking games, man. Stop the fucking defensiveness, dude.
Let us buy you a butt.
Let us buy you a butt. All right. If we bought you a butt, would you throw it away?
Yeah, I'll throw it away.
You wouldn't use it once?
I wouldn't use it.
Come on.
Not for what?
Let's get a butt, dude.
Let's get him a butt.
And not just a butt, dude. Let's go high grade on it.
From Adam and Eve, right? Yeah.
With the realistic.
Find him a tush. Find him a tush.
A vagina and the butthole, the whole thing.
Do you care?
An apparatus.
Do you care what color it is?
No, but I wouldn't want it.
I told you he wanted. There it is.
White or black? Like that, you mean?
Shit.
Oh, I know her.
That's not a butt.
Actually know her. She's friends.
That's not a butt. That's a vagina.
I'm friends with her.
Yeah.
You won't try it once.
No.
For the show.
For the show.
No.
For the show.
And give us a review.
Look at how small it is. That's on the go.
That's a hand. That's in your hand.
Hold on. Why it gotta be me? Why can't it be you two?
Get three. Get three of them. Yeah.
So we could do like a review.
Let's do a review.
All right.
Let's do a fucking review. All right.
We'll do it.
But I don't want to.
No. Time out.
What color do you want?
Time out.
Yeah,
first of all, no.
Give me that one. Let me see that
stop
one.
Stop it. No,
that's
no.
That's the one I want.
You guys, no, stop. Surprise us. We all get surprised. No one gets to choose what they get. That's the fun.
All right.
Because we have to bring it in, right, and then we have to swap it. And then
we
have to trade.
Can we trade? Like no. If I got the black one and you got a yellow one.
It's one and done.
Right. Could I go, you want the black one?
No.
Can we trade?
It's one and done.
It's one and done?
Straight up.
I don't want that one because the butthole doesn't look like it's just a
Bobby,
hole.
You don't get to choose.
Let me just say the laziness of the design. Look.
Yeah, it's just a drill.
Let's concentrate the vagina, make it realistic.
It's not even
attractive.
Asshole.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's not attractive.
Yeah, the butt part.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Whole thing's still kind of nice.
It looked like you put that on top of a birthday cake or maybe a wedding or something like that.
Happy birthday, Timmy.
I'm 7.
Yeah.
All right, pick 3 of those butthole things, guys,
and
we'll get them. All right, Doc, give your to your camera, give your alien pitch, and then sign us off. Go ahead.
Okay, well, make sure y'all watch the aerial phenomenon video coming out May 20th about the black extraterrestrials, because it gets real. You know what I'm saying? And thank you for watching Bad Friends.
No. thank you for being a bad friend.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thank you for being a goddamn bad friend.
There it is.
We always talk about the same things. It's either buttholes, murder, right? You know what I mean? Some sort of racial thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Alien. It's always the same themes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to grow outside of that, all
let's,
right?
Let's expand.
So let's do this, okay? Andreas, right?
Yes.
You throw out just a random topic. We can't go to buttholes, Asian accents,
okay,
anything that we've ever done, mm-hmm, right? And it's got to be something that's so far away from what we normally talk about, but we're going to try to stay in topic. And let's try this as an exercise.
All right, Andres, go ahead.